You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We've moved through time on the show today, from boomers to Gen X to millennials. Each generation has a voice, a history, but this next one is pretty new. Generation Z is just getting its financial footing. We're talking about people in elementary school during the recession. They're still kids for now, but some of them are going off to college and thinking about work, the economy, and their future. We visited John Marshall High School in Los Angeles to talk with four seniors headed to college next year about how their lives and their generation are shaped by money.
Hi, my name is Diego Jimenez. I'm a senior here at John Marshall High School, and next year I'll be attending the University of California, Berkeley.
My name is Emmanuel Reyes. I will be attending UC Santa Barbara in the fall.
Hi, I'm Tia, and I'm a senior at John Marshall High School. I'm going to go to Occidental College in Eagle Rock.
My name's Beja Wolf, and I'm going to Lewis and Clark College next year. I don't think I've really trusted the economy because I've been indoctrinated with this kind of cynical viewpoint of, like, you're not going to get a job, especially because in middle school and early high school, we were going through a recession, and I was very, like, I think my parents were very aware of that. Everyone around me was telling me that, you know, since I'm an artist and I like to write, I pursue more of the humanities path, I wasn't going to make any money as a college grad. And, you know, unless you go into science or math, you're really not going to get a steady paycheck right out of college. But I find that, like, a lot of people I've talked to, they are able to find jobs out of the strangest majors that you wouldn't expect to, like, coalesce with what they ended up doing. And so that's given me kind of hope. But before that, I seem to have this, I mean, I don't really think that I'll get a good job out of college. Definitely not. I think that I'm going to have to work a while.
The economy sort of, it's getting better. So I'd like to trust the economy, but we were in a recession, so I'm not quite sure how trustworthy it is right now.
Right now, I'm saving for college, you know, because that's going to be a big thing. I'm getting a lot of financial aid, but there's still a certain pieces that I'm not going to be able to, you know, get covered by financial aid. So I have to save this money up for future books or fees that are going to come up eventually. I work for a catering company. It's nothing big, but it's a little extra that I can, you know, help my family out, pay bills. And it's not going to pay them full, but it's a help. I come from an immigrant family. We're always, like, tight on money and always struggling to make ends meet. So I tend to spend my money wisely, which is kind of hard when you're, like, a teenager because you want to buy, like, all the new shoes, new, you know, things. But I have to, like, save it up.
Well, I've been pretty fortunate growing up, so, you know, there's always been money. But I feel like it holds a certain amount of importance, but it's not always the top priority in my life. So
I approach money, I think, from, like, a frugal perspective, but also definitely from a place where I don't know that much about it yet. I've only once had a job with a paycheck, and it was a stipend. And since then, I tutor. That's basically my main gig right now, is I tutor, and I get money for that. But it's cash, so it's not, I don't have the concept of being part of the monetary system in a way. I just kind of, like, have the idea that I should be careful with my money, and, you know, I should spend it wisely.
I think money is really important. I mean, I spend money on food and clothes and the basic necessities.
I'd say the majority of teenagers kind of spend their money on food.
Spend a lot of money on food, you know, clothes, gas, going places, that kind of thing. But I also save money, like, I'm saving, for a while I put aside $20 a week to save for my senior dues. I'm putting aside money for a road trip I'm taking with my friends, that kind of thing.
So for next year, I've somewhat started saving. My parents are also contributing, but the school's also helping with financial aid as well. So it's not that big of a burden.
I was very fortunate. I got a very generous offer from Berkeley, and my parents were pretty well prepared. My dad started saving, actually, I think the day I was born for this time, you know. So if the financial aid offer stays the same, there shouldn't be a problem, and I'll probably graduate debt-free.
There should be a manual for all these kids who want to figure out how they're going to pay for college, because it's a big mess that we don't really realize when we're thinking of schools we want to go to. I don't think I knew anything about money or how colleges work with money until I filled out the FAFSA and the CSS profile with my dad, and that was confusing. It definitely taught me a lot because I didn't know what, you know, a savings plan, 529, how they worked, what, you know, your income tax is, etc.
It's kind of scary. That's like one of my biggest fears, is that me going through college and, you know, investing all this money on my education and coming out without a job. I want to believe that I will find a job, and I hope that's the case, that when I come out, there's going to be a job waiting for me.
I hope there's a job waiting for me after college, but I guess time will tell depending on how the economy is. And I know that a lot of people now who have college degrees are unemployed. So factoring that, there may not be, but I'm hoping, so I'm going to go to college and hope for the best.
I wouldn't necessarily say that I trust the economy so much as I trust myself, you know? But I think that in the past, yeah, people have been pretty skeptical and, like, you know, they're not really sure if a college education is worth investing because it's so hard to get a job nowadays. But I think that that those days are kind of past us, and if you work hard, you know, there's definitely a spot for you.